In Parsha Kisei today, we have a bit of a discussion about, and it's like what comes up throughout Chumash, but we see it in Parsha Kisei today, and it's something which is definitely on the minds of many when they learn sugyas relating to tshuva, and that is the purpose of particular punishments, onshim, the variety of onshim in Parsha Kisei today. In particular, one towards the beginning of the Parsha gets a lot of press, and that is the onesh for the Ben Sora Mora. The Ben Sora Mora, the wayward son, does a bunch of things. Rashi tells us in Chaf Aleph Yud Ches, he eats a certain amount of basar, which he stole. He drinks he drinks some wine. He doesn't listen to his parents so much. He does a variety of things, but none of them necessarily make him deserving of a very, very harsh punishment of skila, of which he actually gets. And the question becomes, well, why exactly does he deserve that punishment? For many, this actually serves as, I think it serves as a good springboard for talking about punishments in general, the purpose of onshim in Chumash. And again, we'll connect a little bit to some ideas about tshuva. When it comes to Ben Sora Mora, the first mahalach, what Rashi quotes, is from a Gemara Masechet Sanhedrin, is that really, Ein Hachinami, he was not deserving of the punishment that he got. The Ben Sora Mora did nothing that was so terrible that he actually deserves the Chiyuv Misa. Rather, the way Rashi quotes it, is that we assume, again, from Chazal, he's Imos Al Shem Sofo, that we assume that eventually he's Nerag Al Shem Sofo, eventually he's going to do just worse and worse Averas. And in that case, the punishment we have of Ben Sora Mora is not because he deserves it, but it is trying to prevent him from receiving a harsher punishment later on. That part of the motivating factor here is to avoid something which is a bit harsher. The Ramban understands in his Perush Al HaTorah, the Gemara tells in Hedrin, Dal Trichan Achraza, that there are four different kinds of people who sin. The Torah tells V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiru, that when we kill them, we're going to kill them in public, in front of lots of people. And the Ramban understands, Ben Sora Mora is one of them, that Ein Hachinami, he doesn't deserve the sin, the punishment he's going to get. But it's not because, the way the Ramban highlights it, at least in one opinion, it's not because we'd rather kill him now than when he's going to do worse things, but rather it serves as a message and as a deterrent to others. That one function of onesh, the Ramban highlights, at least here, is that the purpose of these of certain punishments is there so that other people can learn from them. That's why V'chol Yisrael Yishmu V'yiru. We want when the Ben Sora Mora is going to be punished, that everyone can be there to witness it, so that they can learn what they shouldn't do. In that sense, it's not necessarily fair to the kid who's going to be killed, but it is, on some level, a very, very important deterrent. What the Ramban suggests for Dal Tikkun Achraza, Nod Behuda happens to suggest for many onshim in general, and a very famous tshuva. Nod Behuda writes, well, what would happen in the following case? Let's say you have a guy who committed some terrible averas, and there's a psak against him that he's chayiv misa, or maybe there wasn't even a psak against him, and then he goes off, and we don't know where he is for years. We find him years later, he's a complete bal tshuva, he's a tzaddik gomer, he's fulfilling mitzvos all day, clearly he's done tshuva. Ask Nodi Behuda, is he still deserving of the punishment? Does he still deserve to be killed? L'chore, he did tshuva for that which he did years ago. Nodi Behuda writes, yes, we're still going to kill him. But he appears to be a Baal tshuva. So the Nodi Behuda responds, and his tshuva is, again, it's in Mordechai Kama or Chaim, Simen Lamed Hey. The Nodi Behuda writes that we have to. Why? Because El Mali Ken, if he wouldn't kill him, all Onshei HaTorah, people could just claim that they did tshuva, they won't get punished as a result. And then, says the Yehuda, the purpose of punishment is to serve as a deterrent. So people will avoid doing certain things. And if everyone knew that if they do it, they can just do tshuva afterwards and potter themselves, it would not be able to really serve as any kind of deterrent. The first mahalach that we have, onshim, at least certain onshim, are primarily a deterrent. Ben Sora Mora may be a bit different, this unique idea of Yimus Al Shem Sofo, that we're going to kill him even before he's worthy, but the Ramban highlights here, in Parsha Kisei Tzei, a dominant mahalach, that it's a question of serving as some sort of a deterrent, encouraging people to not sin, and Nodi Behuda explains, that's why even a guy who kills, and it's clear decades later he's done tshuva, we're still going to kill him, so it can on some level serve as a deterrent. However, there are many who are very uncomfortable with understanding that onshim serve as any form of deterrent. Reb Tzadok in Takanas HaShavin. So Reb Tzadok writes, there's no way that this is true, and that's for one primary reason. The Torah system is very poor at establishing a deterrent. Most onshim don't work that way. Think about Ben Sora Mora, just even as an example. The specific halachos we need, Chazal even tell us, v'hayav lo yi, it's not something that's ever going to happen. And so many of the punishments are never really going to happen because you have to have two male Eidim who are kosher le'edus, who see it, who are not nogeya, who are not krovim to each other or krovim to people that did it. There has to have been a hasra. I have to have warned him. There has to have been a kabbalah's hasra. He says, I know afa pichin ani osa. It's so unlikely, it's so challenging for us to punish people. It can't be, such a psadok, that punishments are primarily, a deterrent. Rather suggests Rav Tzadok, punishments are, he writes here, it's rather what he actually deserves. When the Torah says you get a punishment, it is because, not about the message we're going to send to others, it is what you actually deserve. It is what will help you, says Rav Tzadok, achieve actual kapara. The MS is, the person performs certain averas, this is the onus that they actually get. Rav Tzadok therefore has to offer a different answer. How come then if a guy does tshuva years later, if he kills someone when he's younger, whatever it is, decades later he sees the Baal tshuva. So how come is Beis Din going to kill him or is Beis Din not going to kill him? The question of Nod of Yehuda. So Tzadok says Beis Din is still going to kill him. That's because tshuva, says Rav Tzadok, is a unique phenomenon between us and the Ribbono Shel Olam. Tshuva is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says you could do tshuva. It's almost a gift from the Ribbono Shel Olam. It's not something which we could just stam on our own, which Beis Din Shel Mata is going to recognize. Let's just chazer what we said so far so we can introduce a third idea. We saw that Ben Sor Mora happens to be the source for Makos, is also in this week's Parashah, Vayan Ben Akos HaRasha. But the Parashki Seite deals a lot with different Onshim, and some of the Onshim are worthy of analysis by some of the Mefarshim. Why do we give punishments? So Ben Sor Mora has one idea which is somewhat unique. It's a Yimos Al Shem Sofa, Nerag Al Shem Sofa, we're expecting what's going to happen and figure kill him now while he's still innocent. But in general, we've highlighted two mahalchim about punishments. The Ramban understands, at least with certain things, Ramban this week's Parsha, it's because of sending a message to other people, serving as some sort of a deterrent. That's also the understanding of Nodeb Yehuda. However, Rav Tzadok is very clear, as are some others, that punishment is really what you actually deserve. It's a Torah understands if you perform certain averas, this is what you need. It would not serve as a good punishment. There is a bit of a third mahalach found in the Drashot Haran. Rav Gans quoted this Friday night, so I apologize to many of you for the chazara, but nevertheless, it may still be worthwhile. Rav Gans pointed out that there are actually two different manhigim who can give out punishments. Sorry, the Ran points out, he just quoted it. The Ran points out, there is a shofet, last week's parasha, shoftim v'shotrim. The shofet has to paskin based on what halacha says. The shofet paskins and can only paskin on some level based on what the halacha really is. That is the Rav Tzadok model. You can get Malkus if there are two Edim with Hasra, it's what you really deserve. Shofet reflects what the reality really should be in a pure Torah world. However, that would never serve as a deterrent, and there would be chaos if we only punish people based on the Torah's actual halachos. Therefore, says the Ram, that's where the Melech comes in. The Melech, the king, he's able to establish a lot of halachos. They're not necessarily going to be. He doesn't require hasra or things like that to issue a punishment. The melech has a lot of latitude in terms of when he can establish who's going to get punished, who's not going to get punished. That's a different person. And the melech is there to establish a certain kind of order. He can establish punishments that are going to serve as deterrents. He can establish punishments that are going to be there to help society function in a smooth way. So people are all going to be in a very, very good place. So, while we have different onshim, the Ran understands that one is the shofet, one is the melech, and that different people are able to serve different roles. I just want to point out one thing which is interesting in light of the Ran. With this, we'll conclude. It's interesting that we have two different people doing that. We have one person for the Ran, the shofet. That's more the tzaddok model. You get what you deserve. Clear MS of Torah. And then we have what we have in the Yehuda and a bit in some certain context of the Ramban. The deterrent model, establishing order, making sure society is going to function well, and that is something which is established by the Melech. It's interesting we have two different people. It's almost as if we're trying to convey, while both things are important, we do want, the Melech is wonderful, he allows society to function. We do want to have a person that reminds us of what pure Torah actually would say. We do want to have a person that would remind us, the shofet, of what you exactly deserve, and it's good to remember those things. There are certain things that are there, because society has to function in a smooth and good way. And there are certain things that are there because that's what the Torah itself really, really wants. So while we are, at least in certain Mahalchim and Tshuva, a bit of a focus on Onshim and things like that, understand at least part of the function of certain punishments is something which is end of the day, there's something which is good about them. They serve as a deterrent, allow things to be in a good place. They also allow us, the Tzaddok says, what we deserve, and what helps us achieve what is our good kapara. May we be zocha to achieve full kapara with no need for any onshin.